Please stand now. The opening hymn is 287, the first four verses. Of Holy Baptism and Eucharist, this All Saints Sunday, begins on page 299 of the Red Prayer Books. Page 299, if we remain standing for the next 4 hours. Page 299. At the top of the page, blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And blessed be your kingdom, now and forever.
In the middle of the page, there is one body and one spirit.
There is one hope in God called to us.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism.
One God, Father of all.
The Lord be with you now.
And also with you.
Thank you. As we remain standing, let us pray the Collect for All Saints, the contemporary version on one of the bulletin inserts. As we pray together, Almighty God, you have knit together your elect in one communion and fellowship in the mystical body of your Son, Christ our Lord. Give us grace so to follow your blessed saints in all virtuous and godly living, that we may come to those ineffable joys you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Now the congregation may be seated. All those involved with Sunday school, though, follow Miss Merritt down the hallway. Kids who aren't tied up with the baptisms, follow Patty. Sunday school is beginning. And it's probably more fun than squeezed here in the church. And anybody else that would like to help with Sunday school, you can come back in for communion. Just go that way. And you'll find all kinds of surprises out there. And the rest of us will be seated for the first reading.
A reading from the Book of the Wisdom of Solomon. But the souls of the righteous are in the hand of God, and no torment will ever touch them. In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be a disaster, and their going from us to be their destruction. But they are at peace. For though in the sight of others they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Having been disciplined a little, they will receive a great good because God tested them and found them worthy of himself. Like gold in the furnace, he tried them, and like a sacrificial burnt offering, he accepted them. In the time of their visitation, they will shine forth and will run like sparks through the stubble. They will govern nations and rule over peoples, and the Lord will reign over them forever. Those who trust in him will understand truth, and the faithful will abide with him in love, because grace and mercy are upon his holy ones, and he watches over his elect. This is the word of the Lord.
The psalm for this morning is Psalm 24, found in the center of the bulletin insert, or page 613 in the prayer book. Page 613. I'll read the first half of each verse up to the asterisk. Y'all please read the second half. The earth is the Lord's, and all that is in it.
The world and all that are therein.
For it is he who founded it upon the seas,
and made it firm upon rivers and the deep.
Who can ascend the hill of the Lord?
Who can stand in his holy place?
Those who have clean hands and a pure heart.
Who have not pledged themselves to falsehood, nor sworn by words of fraud.
They shall receive a blessing from the Lord,
and just reward for the God of their salvation.
Such is the generation of those who seek him.
Of those who seek your face, O God of Jacob.
Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is this King of glory?
The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty and vast.
Lift up your heads, O gates, lift them high, O everlasting doors.
And the King of glory shall come in.
Who is he, this King of glory?
The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory.
Please remain seated for the apocalypse.
The second lesson is from the book of Revelation to John. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. And God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. For the first things have passed away." And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Hymn 293. I should begin by telling you, I'm not really sure what time it is. There were people here that were here at 7 this morning. After the service we had last night at midnight, I went home and moved all the clocks an hour ahead. And then went to bed and then woke up in the middle of the night and said, no, that's not it. So I went back down. So I've been a little bit unsure about what time it is or what service. I know this isn't the 8 o'clock service because there's light, and there's not light at the 8 o'clock service. Through all this confusion over what time it is, I know what day it is, and I know what we're doing here. As I thought about this day through the week, I found myself remembering an odd movie that came out a number of years ago. And actually, I don't remember that much about the movie. The movie was based on a novel by Michael Crichton, who wrote Jurassic Park. And the book and the movie were based on something that really did happen in history. And I don't really remember, like I said, that much about the movie. I just remember some of it. I know Anthony Banderas was in it. And other people were in it. The name of the movie was The 13th Warrior, which some people have seen. So people kept nodding at me all the way through this morning. And here's what the movie's about, what I can remember about it. Banderas, is an Arab prince or something. And he gets sent to Scandinavia, to Norway and Sweden, as an ambassador to the pagan Vikings. And this really did happen in history. There really was an Arab that got sent up to visit the Vikings. This is all happening in, I don't know, 6th, 7th, 8th century, something like that. And so, and the Arab, in history, when he did it, he came back and wrote about it. And so the movie's about that. And so Anthony Banderas goes up to Finland or wherever Vikings hung out up there. And the movie's about what happens to him. And somebody told, I ended up watching the movie because somebody told me it's a good exercise in how cross-cultural relations can work. Because it works in the movie. Because Antonio Banderas is an Arab Muslim. And all these blonde people in Sweden, the Vikings, are blonde Swedish Vikings who are pagans. Not Arabs, not Muslims, or whatever. And they all end up getting along all right together. So that's why somebody told me to watch the movie. And I guess various things happen in the movie. I don't remember that much about it. There's some bad guys or bad people, and they end up fighting them or something like that. But what I remember is one thing that happens again and again. Is they're about to go into battle. As they're about to go to war. As they're about to go fight the bad people. I think they were a big worm or something. I don't know, I forget. But as they're about to go into the scene, what? Do you remember? Anyway, as they're about to go into battle, the Vikings are standing there, about to go into battle, about to go into war, facing death, not knowing what the future is going to hold. And as they draw out their swords and axes and stuff, or whatever they go into battle with as you're a Viking, then they begin saying this prayer. They begin saying this chant. They say it together, facing into the future. They begin singing, chanting this prayer. Lo, I can see my mother. Lo, I can see my father. Lo, I can see the long line of my generations facing back. Facing into the future, facing into possible death and probable death. As they're facing into that moment, comes that prayer. Lo, I can see my mother. Lo, I can see my father. Lo, I can see the long line of my generation. This day. Lo, who do we see? This day. Lo, who do we see in that long line? Those of us who have had the gift of being with a gift we didn't necessarily ever look for, of being with family, friends, or even strangers as they die, are not surprised when again and again and again they begin seeing those that have died before. And the word goes around the hospital room, oh look, they're seeing him now, it's getting close. I've been introduced to husbands that have been dead for 50 years. At that moment, who do they see? And the question is, how do they see them?
Do they all just come at that moment from someplace, you know, the other side of the moon or something? Or are they always there, and finally at that moment, like Lazarus in the story, they are unbound and stripped and let go enough that they can see that which is always there, those who are always there. Lo, I can see my mother and my father. At that moment, maybe they see those who are always there. And their eyes are clear, and their hearts and their spirits are open. These days, the only pictures of him, as far as I know, are kind of old black and white photographs hanging at a university in the Midwest and at a school in Ohio. And in the pictures, he's a young man. And as a young man, when he was going to the large Midwestern university, he was a cheerleader for the football team. They had men cheerleaders then. And in the photographs, he's doing gymnastic cheerleader things that cheerleaders do, jumping up and splits and things. And he's carrying a megaphone and wearing a letter sweater with the letter of the college on it. He was somebody that really liked to listen to jazz. And he had an amazing, back when people used to have records, he had an amazing pile of jazz records that he liked to listen to in the evening. And he really liked to dance. And in later years, when he ended up in a nursing home, he got in trouble in the nursing home because he was always starting dances up and it was bothering some of the other residents who weren't up to it because he really liked to dance. He was a complete extrovert and he loved to talk to everybody. He talked to the other cars on the road. Oh my God, Scott, you see that guy? Oh my God. It was impossible to go to a restaurant with him. It was embarrassing because you couldn't go to a restaurant with him without being involved with every other table around you. How's that? Are you enjoying your meal? I don't like my meal. You want to trade? It was impossible to be around with him like that. He just loved to talk. He talked to everybody, strangers and all. Maybe that's why in later years I think he worked as a salesman or something like that. He outlived two wives. I remember his first wife had large brown eyes. He outlived one daughter and he outlived one dog. There was a boxer named Bix. Somewhere along the line, he migrated from the Midwest to Florida, on the Gulf Coast, and he lived there in Florida, went through umpty-ump hurricanes. He had a few things unusual about him, I remember. In later years, he kept the garbage in the refrigerator so it wouldn't smell up the house. Somebody this morning is going to go home and try that, I know. How come he doesn't have any garbage in his house? It's in the refrigerator. Don't open the refrigerator. As a young man after Pearl Harbor, he enlisted along with his brothers and spent 4 years in the South Pacific as a Marine. And even though we talked about everything else, he hardly ever talked about that. All he said was, "That was no big deal. I was just on an island and spent 4 years loading and unloading airplanes. No big deal for me." His name was Richard, and he was my uncle, and he died in New Orleans this last summer, barely able to breathe in the back bedroom of his only surviving sister. And he carried his body back to Florida, and he's buried there. And his name is somewhere on the long list of names that's in the bulletin this morning. There was a special magic to him. From liking to dance and getting in trouble at nursing homes to putting garbage in the refrigerator to talking to strangers in restaurants. There was a specialness to him, a special magic. And as with my uncle, so with all of those who are named hereon. And so with you and I. That each of us has a special magic that makes us who we are. Our own special gifts and weirdness. Things that we know and things that we don't. That makes each of us who we are. A special magic, a special holiness to who we are. That makes each of us special. And the name of that specialness and its holiness is that that's the Lord Christ in each of us. The funeral a couple of years ago, when the family had said, open it up so people can talk, and no one said anything, so there's long silence. And somebody in the back row finally stood up as I was about to move the service along and said, he liked fast food. God bless him. There's a special magic to all of us, you see. To all of us. And to all of these names. And all those who remember, lo, I can see. And who do we see? There's a special holiness to each of us. We need to remember that Christ's heart is big. That when He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, among other things, that means wherever there's life, there is Christ. From weird dances in nursing homes in Florida to liking fast food on Airport Way. God is big, and His heart is big, that each of us carries Christ like that into the world. In the story this morning of the rising of Lazarus, you can see the complete incarnation of the Lord Christ in the story. This final miracle in the Gospel of John. The raising forth of Lazarus. You can see Christ's humanity as caught up in the grief of the funeral and the burial. He weeps. He cries, I can't cry, I've got to be strong, I'm a man. He weeps, he cries, don't cry, you've got to be strong. He weeps, he cries, don't cry, you've got to be strong. The Lord Christ cried, God cried, well, I've got to be strong. He cries at the heart of God, which is big. There are tears for the grief that we carry. And we all carry tears. Even as the Lord Christ is broken on the cross, even as the bread is broken at the altar, so hearts are broken. So that they can be shared, the love that's in them. We're all, you can see the complete humanity of Christ in this, in His weeping. But you can see His divinity. For the same authority that you hear at the beginning of a service, at the beginning of a funeral service, when the opening words of the funeral service, I am the resurrection and the life. That same authority is in this story. When He says, Lazarus, come forth. And that voice, the voice, cuts through the darkness. Into the darkness. And the death of the tomb. Lazarus, come forth. We're always Lazarus. That voice is always calling us from safe places where we're comfortable into new places we may not want to go. Comfortable in that tomb. Lazarus, come forth. And even as the voice calls, even as the breath behind the voice, the Spirit itself calls and says, unbind him and let him go free. So the Spirit moves in each of our lives to strip us so that we can be free. We're always Lazarus in the story, but we're always also this community of people in this story. Those that are there with Martha and Mary at the death of their brother. Those who are there weeping as they're weeping. Those whom God is using. Roll the stone away, says the Lord. Unbind him. We are always that community, those who are there with each other. Those who roll away the stones. Those who walk with Martha and Mary in their grief. Those who are trying to listen to the Lord Christ and do what He asks. Those who are setting free. Lo, I can see my mother. Lo, I can see my father. Lo, who is this great army of light that comes this day, the 1st of November? And what are they saying? Can't you see that if we could see what the clarity of our friends saw as they died, if we could see what they see, we would see that they are all smiling. They are all laughing. They're all acting like three-year-olds and just giggling and saying, you know all that stuff you worry about? Don't worry about it. It's not important. They are all saying only, I love you. And with light, the world fills. As we head into the darkest part of the winter now, as it gets darker and darker, it gets lighter and lighter in here. And that light will turn into the light of Advent and its holy blue candles. That light will turn into the joy of Christmas and its light to burning, please God, Christmas trees in January. To finally it's time again to turn into the desert of Lent in the spring. But for now, in the darkest part of the winter, this place fills with light. Because, lo, who do we see coming towards us? And what are they saying? And how much are they giggling? Don't you see? How much are they smiling? And now, this morning, to stand with us into an unknown future, comes holy baptism so that they can stand with us and watch too. So we continue now in the prayer books. On page 301. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, everybody relax. Sermon's over. Page 301. And the first thing we have to see is introductions. So I say, in the big, deep church voice, just in the regular voice, the candidates for holy baptism will now be presented. So you all stand up and introduce us. On page 301, the bottom of the page, first name and middle name. Oh. Okay, what was her first name? Mary Bell. Mary Bell. Okay, keep standing. Anybody else getting baptized? Oh, that one. That one. We're in the bottom of page 301. More or less, introduce us. I'm saying, who are you? And you're saying, at the bottom of 301, I present...
I present Deja to receive the sanctity of the baptism.
Okay. Anybody else want to get baptized this morning? Okay. I'll ask again. Keep standing. We're on page 302. Will you all, at the top of the page, parents and godparents, family and friends, will you be responsible for seeing this child you presented is brought up in the Christian faith and life?
I will.
Parents and godparents, family and friends, will you, by your prayers and witness, your prayers and life, help these children to grow into the full stature of Christ?
I will.
Yay, okay. Now, everybody involved with the baptisms, bringing a prayer book if you're not holding a baby, come stand over here. Parents, godparents, tourists, Straight people that are tired of sitting too long, just stand over that way. Okay, we're in the middle of page 302, except the first question isn't in the book, and you're all going to go, what direction is this?
West.
There, see, this is easy stuff. West. What happens in the West, except June, July, and August?
Sunsets.
There you go. See, easy stuff this. Sunsets. Darkness. Halloween's not make-believe, folks. You now face into all the darkness there is, seen and unseen, holding these children. In the early church, this is when they did the exorcisms. That's the direction you face, holding these children. In the middle of page 302, on behalf of these children, you renounce Satan and all the spiritual forces of wickedness that rebel against God. On behalf of these children, do you renounce the evil powers of this world, which corrupt and destroy the creatures of God. On behalf of these children, do you renounce all sinful desires that draw you from the love of God. Okay, come walk over this way. I know, you got to squeeze a little bit, but that's all right. Yeah, we'll baptize tree too. Okay, we're on a roll here. What direction is this? I'm sorry, what?
East.
See? What happens in the east? Sun rises, right? Well, we're all agreed on that? New day. New beginnings. Christmas begins with the story of a star in the east. Easter begins with sunrise in a garden. Here's the good news. There are no endings, not even death. There's always a new beginning. There's always a new beginning. Facing into the east, into the rising sun. Bottom page 302. On behalf of these children, do you turn to Jesus Christ and accept Him as your Savior?
Amen.
On behalf of these children, do you put your whole trust in His grace and love?
Amen.
On behalf of these children, do you promise to follow and obey Him as your Lord? All of you! Well, I haven't asked you anything yet. To have heard these promises, will you do everything in your power to uphold these two children in their new life in Christ?
We will.
I invite you to stand. It's okay to spread out now. As we join with them and renew our own baptismal promises on page 304. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under
Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in the prayers?
I will, God.
Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord?
I will, God.
Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ?
I will, God.
Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself?
I will.
Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? Let us now pray for these children who are about to receive the sacrament of new birth. Deliver them, O Lord, from the way of sin and death.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Open their hearts now to your grace and truth.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Fill them now with your holy and life-giving spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Keep them in the faith and communion of your holy church.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Teach them to love others in the power of the Spirit.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Send them out today into the world and witness to your love.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Bring them finally to the fullness of your peace and glory.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Grant, O Lord, that all who are baptized in the death of Jesus Christ, your Son, may live in the power of his resurrection and look for him to come again in glory, who lives and reigns now and forever. Amen. Well, okay, it's really easy, actually. All we need are water. All we need are water. And if you listen, you'll hear the water singing. You ready? And despite all this, what page are we on? Stuff? It's really pretty easy. All we're going to do is say thank you for the gift of water. The Lord be with you now.
Also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
We thank you, Almighty God, for the gift of water. Over water, the Holy Spirit moved in the beginning of creation. Through water, you led the children of Israel out of their slavery in Egypt into the land of promise. In water, your Son Jesus received the baptism of John and was anointed by the Holy Spirit as the Messiah, the Christ, to lead us through his death and resurrection from the slavery of sin into everlasting life. We thank you, Father, for the water of baptism. In this water, we are buried with Christ in his death. By this water, we share in his Easter resurrection. Through this water, we are reborn by Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we bring into his fellowship those who come to him in faith, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So sanctify this water, we pray you, by the power of your Holy Spirit, that those who hear are cleansed from sin and born again, may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ, our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit, be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Okay. Want to go first? Or are you a little bit not sure of what's going on over here? Come on over this way. You want to touch it? It's water.
Touch it.
You want me to put some on your mom? See, it's okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, all right. You want to put some on that, your mommy? Come here, Mom. See? It's okay. See? I'll do that to you, okay? Three times. Just three times. Now name this child. First name and middle name.
Maribel Gabriela.
Maribel?
Mm-hmm.
Gabriela? Okay, fine. You gotta close your eyes. Close your eyes. Okay, ready? Maribel Gabriela. Just a little bit of water. I baptize you this morning. In the name of the Father. Two more times. And the Son. I know you're doing it. One more time. One more time. Ready? And the Holy Spirit. Amen. See, it's okay. Now.
Yeah.
There you go. I'm going to make a sign on your forehead. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and righteous Christ on forever. Amen. Now, that's okay. But now I'm going to ask all of them, if they want to wet their finger in the water and make a sign of the cross to begin the relationship. They're doing real good. Okay, anybody else? There's a towel. Just hang around up here and we'll see who's going next. Who's next? Hi. You want to touch the water? Go ahead. See? It's kind of fun. You want to do this?
Or should I do this?
Okay. So, name this child. Oh, man. Deja. Oh, the stories will tell you when you get bigger. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever. Okay. Anybody else? This is kind of fun. It's very quiet and safe. Sometimes. Let me get a towel for Deja. Peekaboo. Okay. Let's say a prayer. Top of page 308. Heavenly Father, we thank you that by water and the Holy Spirit you have bestowed upon these your servants the forgiveness of sin, raise them to the new life of grace. Sustain them, O Lord, in your Holy Spirit. Give them an inquiring and discerning heart, the courage to will and to persevere, the spirit to know you and to love you, and the gift of joy and wonder in all your works. Amen. Now. Yeah, good. Oops. Don't breathe, Scott. Now, Deja and Maribel, these are for you. I'll give it to your mom. But it's your candle to remind you that you don't ever have to be afraid of the dark. Because wherever you are, you carry the light of God with you. Deja, this is for you. I'll hand it there. But it's your candle. Yeah, it's your candle. Only yours. And it's to remind you, you don't ever have to be afraid of the dark. You got all these people that love you, and you have the light of God wherever you go. Right in there. Right in there. Right in there. Okay. Continuing now, we're on the bottom of page 308. As we say to Maribel and Deja, welcoming the newly baptized, we receive you into the household of God. Confess the faith of Christ crucified, proclaim his resurrection, and share with us in his eternal peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Share that with Deja and Maribel and everyone else. It's okay to blow out the candle. Peace be with you. I'm sorry if that. Oh my gosh, I got to do the whole thing all over again. Congratulations. And There's a box. He ended up with a candle. Oh. Got a box with a candle. That's for your candle. How old is she? Two? Congratulations to you. Congratulations, Jesse. Peace with you. Peace, Tom. Thank you for your help. Peace. Now, she's your great, great, great niece, is that it?
Some of this we can do in common.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, folks keep coming around when you begin doing an apple. Most of them are in the bulletin, but let me call your attention to some of them. Now, this winter, there's a lot of eating going on. There's a covered dish immediately after the service, just because it's the 1st of November, and I thought it would be good to get the covered. So the covered dish beginning at 1, whatever the service is. And so you can stay here, eat the covered dish,
and then after this covered dish, there's another covered dish. Up the street at 4 o'clock, the Lakota Sioux dance troupe is in town this week for a concert sometime. But there's a community-wide covered dish and stuff at the Tribal Hall beginning at 4 o'clock. It's free. And everybody's invited to that. So you can eat here, then go there and eat there. And then, if you didn't get enough to eat, next Saturday, and there's people here that probably know more about this than I do. When the Alaska Federation of Natives meeting was in Anchorage last week, Archdeacon Anna Frank received a fairly high, prestigious award. There's a covered dish celebration honoring her next Saturday at the Morris Thompson Center, so that locally all of us who live here can say, yay, good thing, Anna, and stuff like that. So there's covered dish this afternoon here, there's covered dish there this afternoon, covered dish next Saturday evening at the Morris Thompson Center. So, and we had break dancing at the 9 o'clock service. So that's all happening. There are other things going on. Next Sunday, Cindy Strager with the Health Ministry will be speaking after the services about Medicare Plan D. Since I'm barely out of my 40s, I don't know what that means. But if you have questions about Medicare Plan D, Cindy Strager with the Health Ministry will be speaking next week. And coming up in 3 weeks, November 22nd, is the Music and Magic Concert. If you'd like to share some of your gifts of music, etc., contact Jane Sandstrom. Her number's in the bulletin. There's a bunch of other stuff in the bulletin, but you can look at it as well as I can. Let me show you one other thing that we have here. If you promise to behave, you can come in. She is visiting us for a while. This is an icon called Our Lady of Alaska. It was painted by, written, icons aren't painted, they're written. It was written by a lady named Sherry Lynch, who lives in Oregon and is good friends with Marge Bird and the people that live in Wrangell. And it was given to the church in Alaska, the whole church in Alaska, at the convention down in Anchorage the beginning of the month. It's a traditional icon of Mary and the Christ Child, but as you can see, she's put in it a lot of Southeast symbolism and imagery. And some of what it all means I put on that yellow insert in the bulletin. Everything from sun and moon to, on the backside, is the Alaska confirmation cross you get when you confirm. And the Christ Child is holding a confirmation cross from Alaska in his hand. So she gave it to the whole church in Alaska, which means it's got to be someplace, and nobody knew quite where to put it. People in Wrangell thought it ought to stay in Wrangell. But the bishops, but the church office said, it belongs to the whole state. And then I said, well, maybe she could come live with us till you figure out where she's going to go. So she's only here for a while. And it's nice to have her company. When the artist talked about, presented it, gave it to Bishop Kimsey and those of us who were at the meeting, you know, she talked about all the symbolism, and then she said, and Julia and others that were there will remember she said this, she said, love her. Don't be afraid to touch her. Put jelly-smeared hands on her. Let little kids touch her. Love her till she's dust, she said, remember? So she'll be here with us for a while. I know, me too. So, she's here. If there are any other announcements, are there any visitors and newcomers who'd like to introduce themselves this morning? All right. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries? Really? Oh. Again? Sure. We'll just keep praying for it. Come on, I got water. Come on up, Ross. We can pray for Ron. No. Somebody's got to break trail. And Linda's not afraid of water. Right, who are we going to pray for?
Let's pray for my granddaughter, Alicia.
Jeremiah.
Newborn great-grandson, Elijah.
Elijah. Jeremiah. Alicia. And Mackenzie, who's just 5 years old. And who? And for Clarence. And the birthday prayer we'll use is page 830, prayer 50, as we pray for everybody from Alicia to Clarence. Oh God, our times are in your hands. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants, Alicia, Jeremiah, Elijah, Mackenzie, and Clarence, as they all begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord of wonder and delight, the giver of every good and perfect gift, in this season of saints and light, behold the light of your friends for whom we've prayed, whom you brought into your creation this time of year, and all the special holiness that makes them who they are. Let the company of the saints surround them. The song of angels put them to sleep at night. Your dreams of goodness fill their nights. And your love welcome each morning. In your name we do pray, Lord Christ. Amen. Happy birthday, everybody. If there are any other birthdays, anniversaries, announcements. Remember the words of our Lord, it's more blessed to give than we receive than to receive. Whatever. More blessed to give than to receive. Because the choir's gonna sing. Please. please the choir will sing.
Oh,
continue now on page 361 with the Great Thanksgiving. But before we pray, lo, I can see my mother. Lo, I can see my father. Who is it that we now see? We now call their names using this bulletin insert. We now call their names, just the first name, the name given in baptism. I'll begin by reading the first name, then Steve, Roslyn, Jesse, to the choir, down to you all, through that side of the church, then up this way. If the person next to you is having problems or has gotten lost, just give them a hand. Okay? Who is it that surrounds us? William.
Good.
Gerla. Francis. Effie. Fawn. Felix.
Arthur.
Edward. Sorry. Evelyn. Mars. Ansel.
Keep going.
April 2009, J.D.
Carolyn Big Joe.
April 2009, Violet.
Marilyn.
David, John.
Whitey.
Joseph.
Here.
Todd.
Here.
Richard Foster.
William.
Donald.
Christian.
Jason.
Frederick.
Geneva.
Geneva.
Arthur.
Grinnell.
William.
James. Ethel.
Dale.
Myrtle.
Donald.
Wolfie.
Dick.
Garrett.
Daniel.
Yeah.
And all of the others. Since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For the multitude of your saints, you have surrounded us with a great cloud of witnesses that we might rejoice in their fellowship and run with endurance the race that is set before us. And together with them, receive the crown of glory that never fades away. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices now with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven who forever are singing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Continues, you may sit or kneel if you wish, or remain standing, whatever helps you to pray.
Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and became the subject of evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only eternal Son, to share in our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to bring us back to you, the God, the Father of all. He outstretched his arms on the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was handed over suffering death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which was given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which was shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died.
Christ has risen.
Christ is going to come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice and praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink and new unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, continuity, and on the last day bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him, with him, and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
Now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, and as Bella Jean leads us first in our language.
Father
Jeet Vin Shit Nawana Nasir. Findo Takutanajal Nawashi. Nawatukwandu Nafat Oanku Chinli. Natsuan Natukwandu Nafat Tanki Tin. Gutsan Oanku Chitelli. Gokekutan Tai Gutsa. Nawat Tano Esho. Gokwandu Gutsan Nahoyanonji. Gwahatu Natsanishi. Gokekwadat Tai Koyakwatis. Shik Akushik Engit. Amen.
We are bold to pray with her, saying, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day daily our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on them in your hearts now by faith with thanksgiving. This is the Lord's feast. He invites all to come and share. No one is turned away. We have the honor of being your servants. We invite the front pews to come forward first then to receive you.
Be the time.
Call
page 365. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now to the world in peace, and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart. Two announcements I forgot to make. If you are someone who has experience with Sunday school, and you are free next Monday or Tuesday and might be interested in going on a trip, talk to me after the service. Because I'm going to try to go to Stephen Village next Sunday afternoon. That's one announcement. Second announcement, if you are one of the 52 families that did a funeral here in the last year since All Saints, and if you're interested in having one of these candles that's burned on the altar today, come up and get one after the service. The little ones, not the big ones. Hymn, as we remain seated, hymn 354.
This is dedicated to all who went into paradise before us this year.
Into paradise may the angels lead you. At your coming may the martyrs receive you. And bring you into the holy city, Jerusalem. May the choirs of angels welcome you. And with Lazarus, who once was born, may you have peace.
Peace everlasting. The peace of God which passes all understanding in the darkness of this world. Keep our hearts and minds now in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Then the blessing of God Almighty, the Father who created us, the Son who welcomes us, the Spirit that binds us together, seen and unseen, be with us this season. And remain with us always. Amen. Amen. Hymn 287, beginning at verse 5. Hymn 287, beginning at verse 5.